The following sermon was delivered by Rabbi Joshua Davidson on Friday, November 7th, 2014.
Dear friends, our portion, Parashat Vayera, weaves the richest and most dramatic of narratives, opening with the promise that Abraham and Sarah are to have a child of their own. It closes with the near slaughter of that child. Along the way, we read of Abraham's vehement, though fruitless, defense of Sodom and Gomorrah, the joy of Isaac's birth, and the pain of Hagar and Ishmael's banishment. The Sidra begins with Abraham sitting at the entrance of his tent, recuperating from his circumcision, his acceptance of the Brit, the covenant with God. Vayisa Einav, we read, Abraham lifted up his eyes, and he beheld three strangers coming toward him. We learn of the elaborate measures Abraham takes to welcome these three men, how he washes their feet and goes to fetch a calf of his herd so they may eat. From the Torah's rather terse narrative, the rabbis of the Midrash expand upon Abraham's hospitality to offer it as the model for the way we ought to welcome others into our homes. They say that Abraham's tent was open on all sides. In other words, there were many doorways to lead you in. And that Abraham planted beautiful orchards around his tent that would draw people toward it. And that Abraham even sent scouts out into the wilderness, searching for wanderers to find them wherever they were and bring them nearer to Torah. Thus, the rabbis teach that Abraham and Sarah were the first to build up the Jewish community. We learn, as a synagogue, we too must find people wherever they are in their lives and invite them close with compelling new experiences, open more portals into synagogue life, and welcome newcomers warmly through our doors. Abraham's three visitors were considered by rabbinic tradition to be three divine messengers, malachim, angels, each with a distinct mission. One came to visit Abraham during his recuperation from his bris, and thus the rabbis teach us the mitzvah of bikur cholim, visiting the sick. And a second came to announce to Abraham and Sarah that they would have a son of their own, Isaac. So here, too, we learn what a congregation should be, a community of people present for one another at the important moments of their lives, the challenges and struggles, as well as the milestones and joys. Within our walls, our members should find their sorrows softened and their happiness sanctified. Then there was the third angel. The one, the rabbis say, God charged with announcing to Abraham the pending destruction of Sodom and the death of its corrupt, heartless, and violent inhabitants. But when Abraham hears God's plan, he challenges God. Will you sweep away the innocent along with the guilty? What if there should be 50 innocent, betoch ha'ir, within the city, Abraham demands. Will you then wipe out the place and not forgive it for the sake of the innocent 50? Shall not the judge of all the earth deal justly? God is moved by the argument. Indeed, Abraham bargains God all the way down to 10 righteous inhabitants. God concedes that if there are but 10 righteous people living betoch ha'ir within the city, Sodom will be spared. But 10 cannot be found. Now the rabbis ask, how is it possible that there were not even 10 righteous people there? Not even 10? And they answer, of course there were 10. But as the repetition of the phrase betoch ha'ir, within the city, is intended to teach us, the tragedy was that those 10 and countless others like them had no interest in what was going on within their own city. Its welfare and its concerns were of so little importance to them that they might as well have been living somewhere else. They did not get involved, so they were not counted, and they were swept away along with the guilty. So again, we learn. Torah commissions us to invest ourselves fully in the welfare of our wider community. And through our tikkun olam and philanthropic work, that responsibility this congregation has taken upon its shoulders with greater energy than any other temple. So here are three powerful images from this week's parasha. Abraham's open tent, drawing people nearer to Torah. Two angels present in sickness and in joy. And a third challenging Abraham to argue the cause of justice. Together, these teach us who we are and what we as a synagogue must always be. And tonight, we honor our angels, our divine messengers who make us that temple. Volunteers who extend themselves, drawing others closer to the center of congregational life and reaching out beyond our walls to those in the wider community who would be warmed by the spiritual fire that burns here. Some of these men and women stand at the entrance to our tent, our sanctuary, ushering people in on Shabbat and the holidays. Others travel out into the community to deliver gifts to our newest congregants or welcome young families. We honor those angels who are present at moments of joy and moments of sadness, who deliver baby gifts and prepare meals of celebration, who visit the sick, driving them to doctor's appointments, who pay calls of condolence and lead us in daily prayer. We honor our road faith tzedek, those angels tireless in their pursuit of justice and tikkun, repair of our world. Those who understand that we are not Jews for ourselves alone, but for this world which needs us. Who feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, and care for the elderly and the sick and the lonely. And we honor those who ensure that we have the resources, financial, educational, and human, to do all these things, and the vision to make them our priority, who guide our committees, our schools, our auxiliaries, and our board of trustees, who chart our course for the future and remind us of our past, who support Jewish literacy, worship, and music, the education of our children and teens, and the continued engagement of us all. Abraham had his angels. We have ours. Tonight, we thank them.